To the Adeptus Mechanicus, doubt is as alien as the Xenos horrors that assail mankind's realm. When the ruling cabals of hooded and bionically augmented tech priests commit their vast armies to battle, they have already enumerated every parameter. Each variable has been measured and assigned a probability matrix. All that remains is to execute the protocols of war, which are handed down to the priesthood's semi-mechanical followers as divine signs, undeniable proofs of the machine god's power. To face the Adeptus Mechanicus is to oppose those who have already calculated your demise. From their sovereign holdings on industry-choked and smog-wreathed worlds, the Adeptus Mechanicus reach out to scour the dim reaches of the galaxy for forgotten fragments of archaeotech from mankind's past. Their rulers are fanatically zealous, rigidly dogmatic, and revere technology as the object of their devotions. Yet, true understanding of the artifacts they seek ever gives way to a greater principle: worship of their machine god, who invests creations with the motive force. Verbal protocols have devolved into murmured chants, rigorous theorems into religious doctrine and technological revolution, into stultifying inertia. They aspire to the purity of the machine, but the Adeptus Mechanicus retain all the fervent faith and obsessive ambition of their humanity. Disciples of the Machine God. The Adeptus Mechanicus are the custodians of mankind's technological knowledge. With great reverence and elaborate ritual, robed priests oversee the fabrication, maintenance, and repair of every device crafted by mankind, and view the careful protection of every scrap of ancient information as their religious duty. The Adeptus Mechanicus, its complex hierarchies of ruling tech priests and their myriad followers, devote themselves to the divine trinity of the machine god, the omniscient, and the motive force, the source of all knowledge, the embodiment of wisdom, and the animus that empowers all. In their eyes, technology and the act of its creation are sacred concepts worthy of adoration, while the corruption of these ideals is heresy that invites condemnation and death. Mankind's technology is ancient. Much of it dates back to the dark time of legend before the Imperium. And it is through the tech priest's religion, the cult Mechanicus, that humanity still retains fragments of this knowledge. The faith of the cult Mechanicus is founded on dogma and rote, repeated maniacally without change over more than 10,000 years. While true understanding of many of their practice has long since vanished under a smothering blanket of ritual and half-remembered mummery, priests soothe the intractable machine spirits of cogitators, reignite the fiery hearts of recalcitrant generatoria and forge the material used by the Imperium's armies, as much with sprays of holy incense in binaric chants as with technical skill. To the Adeptus Mechanicus, the production and maintenance of the machine is indivisible from their theology, and even the most mundane process is performed with all the ceremony of a rite millennia in its practice. Tech priests declaim the hand of the machine god in every aspect of human technology. In the fundamental forces of the universe, and in their own ability to comprehend such divine concepts. Such knowledge is precious, and the Adeptus Mechanicus jealously guard their power and influence in a carefully choreographed balance with the Imperium's other great powers. Without the forges and specialist knowledge of the tech priests, however fragmented and ill-used, the Imperium would swiftly fall. And without the incomprehensibly vast resources and military might of the rest of the Imperium, the Adeptus Mechanicus would crumble and vanish. Both benefit hugely from a sometimes strained, yet irrevocably connected dependence. Through the sweat of legions of slave labor, the augmented strength of unthinking cyborg thralls, and the power of monolithic forge temples, do the Adeptus Mechanicus create everything from pioneer plowshares to Ramillies-class star forts. Simple black powder explosives in use on feudal mining worlds, hololithic strategium projectors, manufactorums bigger than city-states, and god engines that can level such conglomerations in a single apocalyptic salvo, all fall under the auspices of the Adeptus Mechanicus. Through ancient covenants with the Emperor himself, the adepts of the cult Mechanicus have a monopoly on and jurisdiction over the use of all technology. To alter a machine's prescribed operation or structure, to interfere with its inner workings without the proper theological ministrations only a tech priest is privy to, are just some of the crimes for which the Adeptus Mechanicus is privileged to administer punishment. Lobotomized servitors, men and women who ran afoul of the tech priests, are a common sight throughout the Imperium. These unthinking creatures, heavily modified with bionic replacements, perform menial and repetitive tasks of every kind. And their unhealthy pallor and slack jaws are a potent reminder of the dangers of crossing the Adeptus Mechanicus. The tech priests do not exert their influence solely by their integration in the Imperium's other institutions. The Adeptus Mechanicus retains the right to raise standing armies of its own. Their ranks are the iron fist that both enforces the tech priests' laws and defends the sacred forge worlds that are the hubs of their rulers' domains. They also project the Adeptus Mechanicus's power out into the galaxy on pious quests to unearth traces of humanity's technological legacy. The numberless cohorts of the Skatari legions are the cybernetic heart of the Tech Priest's military might. They are the foot soldiers of the cult Mechanicus, fully devoted to the faith, and heavily modified by their masters with bionic enhancements. Their neural cortexes inloaded with martial protocols. To witness them marching to war is akin to seeing a bizarre and grotesque religious procession conducted with scientific precision. They are a macabre mix of living tissue and mechanical augmentation, responding immediately to the broadcast imperatives of their superiors. The Skatari do not crusade alone in the name of the Machine God. The hulking automatons of the Legio Cybernetica crush the unwary beneath their tread and stitch incandescent trails of burning phosphor through the enemy ranks. The Centurio Ordinatus martial Leviathan war machines that each bear unique and irreplaceable munitions of incredible power. The Ordo Reductor specialize in siege warfare and worship the Machine God in its aspect as the Unmaker. The Auxilia Myrmidon are a caste of destructive savants, and the Collegia Titanica set the ground trembling with the strides of their god engines. The Red Planet. Greatest among the forge worlds of the Adeptus Mechanicus is Mars, the Red Planet. Situated in the Sol system, it is the birthplace of the cult Mechanicus and the seat of its highest power. Mars is the fulcrum upon which the religious, political, and military might of the Tech Priests turns. Its importance to the Imperium is second only to its sister world, Holy Terra. Mars is the original Forge world. It is a planet given over in ages past to holy industry on an unprecedented scale. Ancient hollow reliquaries paint a picture of an isolated and terrifying era. Long before the Imperium, civil wars and unnamed disasters left Mars an irradiated wasteland, its frigid and toxic atmosphere unbreathable. A surviving culture underground relied heavily upon their remaining technology, so much so that its use and maintenance became ritualized. Technology became synonymous with life, their machine god with human survival. On Mars's surface, rust-red deserts of ferrous particulates blow along the fringes of vast accretions of soot and chem-stained metropolises that encompass entire tectonic plates. Crackling capacitor banks the size of cities churn the thick and spoiled atmosphere, creating localized storms so persistent they are named as fixtures on ancient cartographic scrolls. Pollutants billow from mile-high stacks emblazoned with technoglyphs and crenellated with emitters that blare binaural canticles in praise of the Machine God. The ceaseless din of divine creation reverberates through the ground, while plumes of cinders and sparks gush from huge volcano-like vents. This is the perfection wrought by the Adeptus Mechanicus, and Mars's preeminence has seen its likeness remade in praiseworthy imitation time and again across the galaxy. Tech priests throughout the Imperium are referred to collectively as the priesthood of Mars. Such is the planet's central role in their religion and internal politics. It is considered the holiest place of pilgrimage for adepts of the cult Mechanicus, who are moved to rapture by their solar collector fields of Arcadia, their optics flickering furiously at the spiral glory of Tantalus Hive and the rearing majesty of Olympus Mons, wherein resides the Fabricator General of Mars. As political and religious ruler of the Red Planet, the Fabricator General is ex officio head of the Adeptus Mechanicus and holds permanent position as one of the High Lords of Terra. All Forge worlds owe nominal fealty to Mars, and its ruler is vested with a divine right over all others. Judging on matters of doctrine and legitimizing contentious articles of trade. Few, however, slavishly submit to the Red Planet's superiority. Discoveries of ancient techno-arcana are often hidden rather than revealed to Martian eyes. Schisms in theology and competition for resources can mar relationships for centuries, and on occasion, small wars have even broken out. Neither is Mars itself a homogeneous, unitary domain. Subsects conduct treasonous research or plot for power, hacking rival power wells, annexing territory, or appropriating assets. Most Forge worlds, though, solemnly respect the Red Planet's historical primacy. Many include elements of its ruddy livery in their own attire as a tactic recognition of this power, whether genuinely felt or not, and Mars is viewed as speaking with the authority of the machine god. Thus, its Fabricator General is well-versed in complex and aggressive factionalized interests, making their positions on the Council of High Lords relatively secure against assassination, coercion, and deception. The cult Mechanicus predates the unification of Terra in the 30th millennium, though by how long remains a matter of fierce debate. It is tentatively accepted that the surviving remnants of technologically adept diaspora solidified their faith and their hold over Mars as the darkness of the Age of Strife receded. The horrors of that era, when so much data was destroyed and so many technologies lost to mankind, haunt the Adeptus Mechanicus to this day. Oblique references to lost works in the most ancient of Mars's data stacks hint at the dispatch of missions to Terra and beyond. From the cradle of humanity, the tech priests took what they needed: shards of archaeotech and slivers of archived data from mankind's lost past. while techno-barbarian tribes warred over its surface. By the time the Emperor quashed his rivals and bound Terra under his leadership, Mars was fully indoctrinated as a theocratic civilization that worshipped the machine god. The Emperor's first step to reclaim the galaxy with his great crusade was to forge an alliance with the tech priests, and with it, the Mechanicum was born. In exchange for their unalloyed aid in providing weapons and war gear for his armies, and ships in which to carry them to the stars, the Emperor promised the Mechanicum access to the ancient data and esoteric machineries discovered on the worlds he would conquer. Fully integrated into the burgeoning Imperium, the Mechanicum was not spared the galaxy-shattering civil war known to later millennia as the Horus Heresy. Tech priests serving aboard the Traitor's warships and whole Forge worlds in thrall to the power and promises of Horus supplied secret data and arms, pledging entire legions of Titans to the arch-traitor's cause. Mars itself was rocked by open warfare as Horus's agents sought to suborn the entire institution from within. Little of hard fact survives from this time, but in the period of rebuilding after the heresy, forged anew and rededicated as the Adeptus Mechanicus, the priesthood of Mars set to the expurgation and extermination of its traitor elements with a fanaticism born of the truly devout. Keepers of Divine Lore. The ruling caste of the Adeptus Mechanicus are the tech priests. They direct the mammoth endeavors of fabrication upon which the Imperium depends and leads the followers of the Machine God in unforgiving crusades of ruthless acquisition. The tech priests hoard mankind's legacy of knowledge, seeking an ever closer union with their deity. Within the continuum of the human species, its extremities warped by genetic aberration and psychic renaissance, few appear as divorced from the common stock of mankind as the tech priests of the cult Mechanicus. As acts of worship, they routinely replace what they see as fallible flesh with bizarre mechanical augmentation, seeing it as a way to move closer to the machine god and toward perfection. Bionic limbs, artificial appendages, and cybernetic organs in great profusion and variety render the majority as biomechanical horrors, barely recognizable as human. Some tech priests sport skittering multi-jointed legs or crawling tract units as more efficient locomotion, while gilded armatures glistening with blessed dispersal fluids replace or supplement their arms. Their methods of communication can seem as inhuman as their appearance. Tech priests speak with a number of strange dialects that blend the machine tongue with those of the wider human race. These include Binaric Cant, Lingua Technis, Hexamathic Code, Nuosphere Bleed, and Novabyte. Few outside the tech priests' orders can comprehend them, and then only with specialist augmentation. To human ears, they are a squall of mechanical blurts, hisses, and crackles. But they also transmit on frequencies well beyond biological detection. These languages are replete with internal self-references and fragments of ancient tongues, once spoken by the machine gods chosen in mankind's ancient past. Tech priests find little use for ambiguous emotional interactions. Thus, many do not hesitate to embrace multi-lensed optics, rebreather arrays, olfactory modules, and cranial implants that end up obscuring or replacing their face. Some even dispense with their head entirely, their organic brain instead supported in crystal jars linked by complex neural interfaces. Just as tech priests' forms are complex and varied, so too is their meritocratic organization and hierarchy. Throughout the Imperium, individuals undertaking roles as engine seers, lex mechanics, techno shamans, and new spheric spectocrats can be seen upon many worlds and ships, accompanying mankind's armies and tending to their engines of war. The tech priest's ranks become more esoteric and inscrutable deeper inside the Adeptus Mechanicus's theocratic layers. Each forge world is led by a fabricator general, the most technically adept and knowledgeable among their kind. Under this august individual is the world's fabricator locum, the masters of the forge temples, overseers of bionically augmented thralls, and a dizzying array of others that can be called upon for their unique knowledge. The term tech priest covers many thousands of roles, specialties, and titles that are bestowed or adopted in a shifting matrix of power, some unique to their forge world or espoused only within a single subcult. Genitors probe the mysteries of the biological, creating strange cybernetic creature amalgams and slaughtering Xenos beyond number to uncover their alien frailties. Artisans create wondrous devices of archaic beauty and deadly effect. Their ornate weapons and filigreed war gear highly coveted throughout the Imperium. Magi of countless kinds plumb the depths of increasingly narrow ravines of arcane know-how, heedless of the cost in their thrall servants' lives, while Logi dig with acquisitive intensity through the physical and abstract strata of the universe, with pure information as their goal. While those tech priests in service to senior magisters are bound to their master's obsessions and intrigues, more powerful adepts have few limitations on the avenues of holy knowledge they pursue. Tech priests manipulus shape and wield the motive force, that aspect of the machine god that grants vitality to all things, mechanical and biological. Others focus on the disciplines of metallurgy, alchemical synthesis, psychic resonance, gravitic field dominance, and countless more that all contribute to the grinding Imperial war machine. Tech priests do not shy away from the horrors of war. The demonstration of the machine god's primacy in the universe and the application of their destructive theological devices are an opportunity to be grasped with fervor. Many replace more delicate mechanical appendages with war forms. Steel-shod bionics fitted with esoteric weaponry. The most senior adepts, in charge of calculating grand strategies and directing the zealous forces under their command, will adopt the title of Dominus. They will bend their considerable mental prowess and the computational and logistical resources at their behest to the complete annihilation of the foe. Though the title is commonly temporary, some tech priests choose to remain a Dominus, addicted to the superiority and divine power such a position grants. Skitari Legions. On limbs of hardened alloy march the cohorts of the Skitari. They are soldiers of the machine god and form the armies that answer to the tech priests of the cult Mechanicus. They glory in their augmented forms, granted the knowledge by their masters that each calculated kill and every grinding victory is achieved under the unblinking gaze of their deity. The Skitari are warriors made. Many were once part of the numberless pools of forcibly indentured laborers, or else vat-grown in mass flesh farms. No matter their origin, those who serve their forge world as Skitari are zealously loyal and fanatically devoted to the cult Mechanicus. Their masters refashion their bodies, replacing fallible ligaments and flesh with titanium servo motors and bionic musculature. The Skitari see the tech priests as prophets and intermediaries, each binaric order issued from on high as holy commandment calibrated to stimulate awe and reverence. Units of Skitari operate under the leadership of their primary warrior, typically an alpha or princeps. Together, these units comprise a maniple, an organizational unit within the Forge World's military. Maniples are constituent parts of cohorts that are in turn part of macroclades. Maniples are assigned an identifying sigil drawn from the archaic and inscrutable symbology to which the Adeptus Mechanicus is heir. Through an interlocking system of cohorts and the even larger macroclades, each maniple unit and individual Skitarius understands their place within the hierarchy of their Forge World's military might. While command at the higher levels is orchestrated with mechanical precision by each individual tech priest, Skitari are not mindless automatons. Experienced Skitari marshals conduct independent operations along parameters defined by their masters. They utilize inloaded tactical schematics, meticulous planning, and intuitive leaps of logic to respond to local divergences of kill ratios and geospatial positioning. rapid reassessment of enemy capabilities enable individual units to outwit those who believe they have the better of the machine god's faithful. The information acquired is broadcast back along the nodes of command, informing hundreds of decisions per second, and is implemented to crush the enemy. When facing a lost cause, and even unto death, Skitari continue to transmit stacks of data back to the tech priests, harvested by multi-spectrum analyzers, auto-filter optics, vox synthesizers, and echolalic reverberators. The adepts of the machine god care not if 100, 1,000, or 1,000,000 of their fanatical warriors fall in battle. The Skitari are tools to be employed in the destruction of mankind's enemies, a worthy sacrifice to absolute dominion. The data acquired by these fallen soldiers provides yet more knowledge of the foe's weaknesses and feeds the grim computation of Adeptus Mechanicus' strategy. As carefully crafted weapons, a Forge World Skitari fulfill as broad or specialized a role as the tech priests require of them, bearing the arcane technologies of their religious orders to war. Rad-saturated vanguard are the frontline troopers who weaponize the debilitating aura that infuses them, advancing relentlessly and rendering the battlefield as inimical to life as the grist pits on Mars, with volleys of irradiated carbine fire. Those promoted from the infantry maniples may be allocated to the Cerberus Corps, long-range outriders, or aggressive line breakers maglocked atop loping mechanical cyber cannons. Many Skitari are refashioned into more particular forms, either as necessity or dogmatic traditions dictate. The Sicarians are warrior clades comprised of hyper-aggressive and sinister combatants. Some, codified as rust stalkers, hunt as gladiatorial assassins, their transonic blades and claws fused permanently into their bionic appendages, while infiltrators pick their way stealthily across the most abused of landscapes, emitting multi-sensory white noise to confuse and disable their prey. Perhaps strangest of all are the Taraxi, routinely implanted with limb stumps that plug into hyper-reactive, membranous wing packs or the control systems of aerial gunships. They undertake purgation missions in orbital docks and the dark, girded rafters of manufactorums, but hungrily turn their weapons upon more dangerous prey at their master's command. The Arcane and the Ancient. The tech priests' strange rites, biomechanical servants, and ability to work incomprehensible devices make them figures of awe and fear throughout most of the Imperium. Strange creations lumber forward at their command. Energies that primitives consider magical are summoned, and technologies from ages best forgotten are unleashed in destructive tempests. The Adeptus Mechanicus draw upon millennia of surviving human technology and the mysteries of their own arcane religion to create not only slab-sided battle tanks, huge capacitors, and city-sized vessels, but far stranger and more sinister creations. Servo skulls, crafted from the craniums of loyal Imperial subjects, hover on anti-grav thrusters. Gene-cloned familiars, packed with advanced sensory suites, perch in the shadows, while entirely mechanical cyber constructs growl through vox grills at their side. In their creation, tech priests employ scarce metals, carboniferous fibroids, bone, infraglass, seventh phase Hyrlionite, and rarer substances in the efforts to duplicate the construction formula set down by their predecessors. Many creations are known only within the closed orders of the cult Mechanicus, while some are granted as gifts to staunch allies. By far the most common creations are servitors. The servitor complement of even a single forge world will typically number in the tens or even hundreds of billions. Many were once criminals, accused of any one of the Imperium's Byzantine and ruthlessly enforced laws. From low-born black marketeers to outmaneuvered members of the political elite, or inquisitorial enforcers who saw too much. Forcibly given a second chance to serve the Imperium as a useful servant. Such men and women are now grim husks of their former selves. Each individual is mind-wiped, chemically and surgically lobotomized, so that their memories and personality are a blank slate, in theory at least. For there are tales of servitors retaining vestiges of consciousness. The condemned is then augmented to fulfill any number of countless roles in manufactorums, dockyards, refineries, and anywhere else that requires menial and repetitive labor. Most have one or both arms cut away and replaced with bionic armatures fitted with grappling claws, laser scalpels, servo manipulators, heavy lifting rigs, or even weapons. In the case of battle servitors, such as those of the Cataphron class, many specimens are bisected at the hips and fitted with industrial track units capable of grinding over the harshest of terrain. Cataphron breachers are among the largest and most potent of these living weapons, each augmented with additional vat-grown flesh grafts. They are heavily armored, designed to break apart enemy battle lines and fortifications while ignoring the small arms fire of defenders. Once their proximity clarions chime, they return fire with bolts of holy energy and wrenching jail fields from heavy arc rifles or torsion cannons before crushing the remaining foes with their piston-driven claws. In contrast, Cataphron destroyers bear few close combat attachments and are instead equipped with additional devastating firepower. As mobile weapons platforms, they mount giant cannons of ancient design that can crush or incinerate their master's foes. Alongside secondary weapons that spit roaring gouts of flame or streams of incandescent phosphor. Tech priests often surround themselves with whole clades of Cataphron battle servitors, and endless numbers of them are created day and night on every Forge world. They are all ultimately tools to be expended by the Adeptus Mechanicus, with no more thought than a soldier would empty a gun clip. After battle, damaged units are recovered for reuse, the powerful weapons and sturdy chassis resanctified. Any remnants of the human at their core are unceremoniously dumped before being replaced by another hapless auto-volunteer from amongst the tech priest's seemingly endless supply. Servitors are also permanently integrated into many of the Adeptus Mechanicus's more complex devices. The motive engines ridden to war by the corps of Sidonian Dragoons and Iron Strider Ballistari are each fitted with a monotask servitor that serves as a steering conduit. The Iron Strider engine they form a part of is a stilt-limbed combat walker perfected by the tech priest Aldebrak Ving in early M33. The limbless and sightless servitor exists as an interface between the commands issued by the experienced Skitari warrior mounted on top and the near-perfect perpetual motion dynamo at the engine's core. Sidonian Dragoons operate as swift-moving shock troops, wreathed in clouds of ochre incense as they mount deadly charges with their pronged taser lances. Their ranks often comprise the most zealous of a Forge World Skitari, and are viewed by others of their cohort as chivalric hunters, marking their quarry with radiating shot so they can track them down no matter where they run. The Iron Strider Ballistari are also constantly on the move, stalking the fringes of their maniple to find ideal firing positions, and then moving again before the enemy can retaliate. Their pilots are marksmen beyond compare, and often drawn from the ranks of veteran ranger units. Steadied by gyroscopic stabilizers, Iron Strider Ballistari form stable firing platforms for their powerful Cognis heavy weapons with which they hunt enemy vehicles and commanders. Congregations of electro-priests embody many of the arcane and fanatical aspects of the cult Mechanicus. All are devoted to the motive force, the aspect of the machine god that adepts of the Adeptus Mechanicus preach is the spark that drives all systems, biological and mechanical. It is the fire that leaps from neuron to neuron, and the illumination that reignites cold reactor cores. The motive force runs like a current through the bodies of electro-priests, channeled by electus and amplified by their fervor, so that their bodies crackle with power. Implanted under the skin of electro-priests, electus connect their entire nervous system, sending bioelectrical pulses potent enough to incinerate incoming projectiles. An example of the less obvious, but no less bizarre technologies to emerge from the Forge Temples of the Adeptus Mechanicus Electus can be made to be nearly invisible. Alternatively, they can be made to radiate vibrantly through the flesh of those who bear them, serving as proud brands bestowed by the machine god. These subcutaneous circuitries range from small metallic wafers to silvery streams of motile nanoservitors and even full-body networks. Simple versions are worn by every one of the machine god's worshippers and can be remotely accessed to provide a wealth of identifying and hierarchical data. Few rival the extent and complexity of those born by the Electro Priest Brotherhoods. Explorer fleets. In their pursuit of knowledge and technology, the Tech Priests and their legions of cyborg servants launch holy fleets to explore the frontiers of the Imperium. Though ostensibly religious processions of preservation and inquiry, these vast agglomerations of military might are possessed of the power to destroy whole armies before them. The quest for knowledge is the consuming crusade of the Adeptus Mechanicus. They see it as procuring the data, resources, and artifacts that are rightfully the machine god's due. A Forge World's Explorator fleets are the primary means by which this sacred duty is undertaken. Each is a unique armada of vessels dispatched to deafening hails of binaric hymns. They must be prepared to wrest control of ancient technology from unenlightened heathens, or to defend it against selfish or jealous usurpers. So each fleet is packed with cohorts of armed Skitarii and countless devoted members of the priesthood, often with representatives of allied knightly houses and other imperial forces. They set out to uncover lost fragments of human technology, locate fresh resources, or catalog emergent Xenos species and celestial phenomena. With the hopes and the prestige of their Forge World riding with them, Explorer fleets delve into the unknown reaches of wilderness space, venturing to the fringes of the Astronomicon's light. They are viewed as intrepid pioneers, accepting great risks for the greater glory of the machine god. Operating in isolation for decades or even centuries, Explorer fleets must be self-sustaining, rapaciously plundering worlds of resources and forcibly requisitioning the contents of mercantile traders' holds. Rumors sometimes surface of them cannibalizing vulnerable ships, sending in servitor details to cut them apart and press-ganging their crews into indentured servitude. Explorer fleets are overseen by a hardy and aggressive cabal of tech priests, with no doubt about the superiority of their endeavor. These explorers comprise specialists in wildly divergent fields of expertise, theocratic logic, and sacred interpretation. having different philosophical approaches to the same specialism within a fleet often proves beneficial when cogitating rumors, sightings, and hearsay from one system to another in search of Arcana Mechanum. Though more than one fleet has splintered along deep divides of opinion, their ships following different paths through the void towards perceived truth. When an explorator fleet reaches a world already subject to Imperial law, the tech priests initiate a deep trawl of the planet's data networks. Vid scalpers and info miners are sunk into the deepest strata of the planet's data sphere. These predatory protocols rooting out any quirk of the world's technological base that hints at a more advanced past. Sump dwellers and frontier nomads are interrogated for myths of strange devices or lost settlements. Sometimes, even the whiff of arcane artifice suffices, and the explorator fleet will deploy its strength. Such invasive tactics can lead to uneasy standoffs with the world's native defense forces. Though the unrest this incites has sometimes proven beneficial, as Xenos or chaos-tainted subversives are stirred into revealing themselves. Derelict worlds are scoured with deep-penetrating Auspex probes and continent-shaping earth movers. Techno-archaeologists sift through bedrock formations and beneath polar ice caps for telltale energy signatures or curiously regular density returns. Ancient battle sites are also prime targets for investigation. Fragments of STCs are among the most highly prized shards of archaeotech, packed with condensed technical know-how from the days when the machine gods chosen worked nigh sorcerous miracles, or so it is said. While many explorator fleets are given open-ended mandates, some are raised as explorator crusades and tasked with the rediscovery of a specific legendary engine, lost forge temple, or resource-rich planet. Belisarius Call. Arcanologist and fabricator, Tyrannus Mechanicum and Genitor Majoris, Belisarius Call augments and supersedes his numerous achievements as his demanding mind dictates. The shadow of Call's signature genius can be seen in many of the Imperium's greatest technologies of today, though their genesis dates back millennia. Archmagos Dominus Belisarius Call was already old at the birth of the Imperium over 10,000 years ago. During that span of ages, the tech priest has served Mars and the machine god as a forge lord and Lexico Arcanus, among other positions both known and unknown to his contemporaries. But it is in his role as Magos Biologus that Call's greatest mastery lies. It is rightfully said that the aged Archmagos Dominus has forgotten more knowledge, particularly about genetics, than all but the most studious adepts could ever hope to learn. Despite portions of his own memory having been stolen, and despite having twice suffered mind wiping, Call remains a tech savant, a genius at the forefront of whatever field he trains his brilliant mind upon. Even amongst the ranks of the Adeptus Mechanicus, where artificial devices increase brain capacity and extend life beyond measure, such an accumulation of knowledge in multiple disciplines is exceedingly rare. The priesthood of Mars ennoble such beings as prime conduits of the Omnissiah, or as Dominatus Dominus, Master of Masters. And of those few still living who bear these titles, Call is by far the most active. Belisarius Call dedicates himself to a multitude of projects, his mind leaping from the construction of Mars's largest macromag cannon to perfecting his stasis field work, or to the endless experiments he conducts within his city-sized laboratories housed in Mars's extensive underground complexes. The majority of these obsessive undertakings are done in secret. Call has so many projects running simultaneously that he has implemented multiple consciousnesses to track them, and has employed furtive measures to keep them hidden from rivals. Deep in sealed vaults, countless experiments await Call's multifaceted servo eyes. Call's holdings on Mars belay his seeming independence from the political elite of the Red Planet. There are Forge Lords whose temples are aligned to receive the favor of the Fabricator General, and whose resources and power should far outstrip Call's. Yet, his manufactorums are far more extensive than most. They thunder through the ember-lit nights and smog-shrouded days of Mars, churning out esoteric material and exquisitely crafted constructions. As Call's accelerated cogitation sprints from design to design, so does he reconfigure his plasma forges, magnacoil weavers, crystal alloy aligners, and other immense sigil-carved engines so that the production keeps pace with his energetic deliberations. Quite from where the aged Dominus receives the entirety of his insights, patronage, and resources isn't established to the satisfaction of some of his peers. Junior adepts whisper that Call's cubic miles worth of interlaced workshop fortresses hum with the secrets muttered by millions of obedient machine spirits, and that his occasional lapses of memory signal the effort of constantly processing the binaric babble. Since reloading a portion of his stored memories, the ancient tech priest has become forgetful, prone to spending recuperative decades within his own stasis crypts. Yet such prolonged periods offline inspire Call to once more take to the field in his hunt for knowledge. It is during such times that Call dons the mantle of Archmagos Dominus, gathering about him Scutari legions and maniples of the Legio Cybernetica. Although Mars is his homeworld, other Forge worlds often place troops beneath Call's command, asking only that he shares any knowledge accumulated. On the battlefield, Paul is a force to be reckoned with, and he fearlessly scuttles into the thick of the fighting. Most enemy weapons fire is thwarted by Call's refractor field. Yet even when parts of his mechanized body are blasted off, cables snake out to effect immediate repairs and to swarm any foes that come close. The hunched figure is a whir of activity as cogitators adjust firing angles, broadcast orders to his troops, and dispense the imperative word of the machine god. Amidst the maelstrom of combat, the tech priest himself remains calm, his mind assessing threats, predicting enemy attacks, and calculating victory probabilities. Belisarius Call has invented dozens of weapons, uncovered scores of STCs, and quested for knowledge across the galaxy, even once venturing into the Eye of Terror. Malfunctions, erasures, and jumbled transformats have left vast holes in Call's memories. But what remains fills vaulted halls the size of a battlecruiser. There, in binaric code stacks, are mountains of information. From the hundreds of Xenos races that he helped drive to extinction, to the schematic details of wonder engines lost since the age of technology, from the galactic census during the Great Crusade, to studies of communication difficulties in the aftermath of the Great Rift. It is a knowledge hoard unlike any other. So vast is this information stockpile that Call no longer remembers how he obtained huge portions of it. Still, that knowledge, along with the potent genetic material contained within the device known as the Sang Primus Portum, allowed Call to successfully complete the creation of the Primaris Space Marines and implement the Ultima Founding. Despite the import of this act to the Imperium, Belisarius Call holds that he has even greater experiments currently in development.